Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul. Mark's still on vacation. And my guest today is Gary Forrester, who's here to talk about Valley Performing Arts' production of Babes in Toyland that opens tonight at the Mocketance Theater,
yes, ma'am.
Which is behind the Mugshot Saloon.
Behind the Mugshot Saloon. If you tell people where they get one block behind the Mugshot, everybody seems to know where it is.
So tell me about Babes in Toyland.
Babes in Toyland is, there's been three or four different versions of it. A lot of people are familiar with it if they've seen the old Laurel and Hardy version of it. Mm-hmm. There was also a Disney version in the early 60s with Annette Funicello. Mm-hmm. And there was another video version or TV version of it with Keanu Reeves and I think Drew Barrymore in the mid or late 80s. The book, the version that we're doing is based on a book by R.J. Ryland, and the music was by a gentleman named Bill Francoeur. And the original stage play premiered in Chicago on the Chicago Grand Central Opera House in 1903, based on an operetta by Frank Herbert. And then they later moved it to Broadway in 1904 to the, I believe, the Majestic. And so it's been around since the turn of the century.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's something I'm really familiar with, but I'm familiar with the earlier music. Is this new music or is this the old familiar music?
First, I don't know if it's based on the old music or not. Some of it appears to be a little bit more modern than maybe what you might have had with some of the older versions. I've only seen bits and pieces of some of the older versions, so I don't know how current this is. The music is a lot more modern than what you would have had at the turn of the century.
Okay.
But
well,
the original tune, the Babes in Toyland tune, is still there. Everybody hears it at Christmas time. So.
Yes. Well, I grew up with Babes in Toyland. The original Babes in Toyland is because at that time there weren't all that many musicals around, and I was in a small town in Minnesota without a radio. So that's what I knew. What do you do?
I play Barnaby, who is the bad guy of the play. He's the I guess you might call him the real estate baron, and he holds the mortgage to the widow Piper's house. And he's a lecherous old guy, and he's got his eyes set on Mistress Mary, and marrying her, and trying to obtain the inheritance from his nephew. And he's just not a nice guy.
Oh, and isn't that fun?
Oh, it's fun to play a bad guy. There's a lot more freedom to play a bad guy than there is to play a good guy.
Absolutely. Who's in the rest of your cast?
The rest of the cast, I play Barnaby. The cast is rounded out by my two henchmen, one played by Dave Neufer, who a lot of people might remember was Cogsworth in Beauty and the Beast. And my second henchman is a gentleman named Jack Foster. And they get a lot of comedic time on stage. I'm the straight man to their comedic tendencies.
Sounds like fun.
Our female lead is a young lady named Carly Jones, who's a recent transplant. She's new to Alaska, and she goes to Wasilla High. Very talented young lady. Our leading young man is a gentleman named Sawyer Graber. Mm-hmm. He plays Alan. Carly plays Mistress Mary, quite contrary, and he plays Alan. That's the love interest for the play. And Alan is my nephew, who I'm trying to off throughout the play.
And you really are bad.
I'm a bad guy. I like it. Widow Piper is played by a young lady named Sarah Phillips, who a lot of people might remember. She played Sister Amnesia in Nonsense and also Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast.
I saw her in Nonsense. I saw Nonsense.
A very talented young lady, and just a joy to be around. And we also have two more main cast characters, Grumio, who is the Toymaker's assistant, played by Logan Keller, and the Toymaker, Master Toymaker, is played by Paul Klitsky, who's a newcomer to VPA.
So let's go back to this play. So we have this terrible villain, and we know what he's up to, trying to marry a rich young widow, but where does the Toyland come into it?
Well, the Toyland comes into it. How the Toyland progresses into it is Mistress Mary is trying to save her mother's house from being taken by Barnaby. So what Mistress Mary does is she runs to Toyland to ask the toy maker if she can have a job to make the money to pay for the mortgage. What Barnaby has said is, I'll let your mom keep her house if you marry me. And almost like Beauty and the Beast, where Gaston was saying, you know what, marry me and I'll keep your dad out of the asylum. Well, it's almost the same concept here.
Well, it was a very, very common concept in much of theater of the 1890s. There must have been an awful lot of very poor people at that time.
Not a fun time for me to live. But then Alan is trying to escape attempts on his life. So Alan and Mistress Mary wind up in Toyland. Barnaby and his henchmen and the Widow Piper and her children are all looking for Alan and Mistress Mary, and everybody winds up in Toyland looking for them. And we meet the Master Toy Maker and get introduced to the magical world of Toyland.
Of toy making. Mm-hmm. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest, Gary Forrester from Valley Performing Arts, and we're talking about their production opening tonight of Babes in Toyland. Everyone knows that song.
Mm-hmm.
Toyland, dear little girls and boys.
Right.
If everyone will excuse my voice. What other songs are there in it?
There's a pretty duet with our two young people called Angel of the Night. And there's a real fun piece, Welcome to Toyland, which is Grumio and a bunch of really talented little kids. We've been blessed with a lot of talented, and when I say young people, I mean really young people, first, second, third, fourth graders, even some kindergartens and preschool kids that are really fun playing spiders and elves and the Widow Piper children. And Larry Botch and his director has been able to assemble a real neat cast of young people to act, as well as the costumers and then the set designers and things like that. People are going to be really amazed at what we'll be doing on stage, especially with the spiders in the spider forest. The other couple of songs that if they're familiar with some of the other shows, there's a real neat piece with Barnaby and his henchmen called "I Won't Be Happy Till I Get It," and that's where Barnaby is talking about getting the inheritance from his nephew. There's also another dance piece with Mistress Mary and the children called "I Can't Do the Sum." So it's a real lighthearted, lots of melodrama, lots of laughter, and lots of fun.
It sounds like fun. So how do you fit all these people in that little stage?
Very carefully. There's only a couple times where everybody's out on stage. It lends itself very nicely to little snapshots and little snippets from going from scene to scene to scene. So there's very few requirements to have everybody on stage at one time. But we do it. We do it successfully. We have a lot of fun. We take up the whole stage, and it's a lot of fun. The kids take up a lot of room a couple of times and a couple of larger dance numbers. That just goes to show what you can do in a small community theater when you set your mind to it.
And last program or the program before, we were talking about blocking when we sort of ran out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always interested in blocking because of the difficulties. You have to have people stand where what's comfortable for them, but you also have to make sure that the people who are talking aren't talking through somebody.
Right.
And how do you handle that with a bunch of children?
Well, Larry's pretty diligent about blocking. You know, stand here, step forward when you're talking. We always want to make sure we're seen by both audience right and audience left. He spent a lot of time with the adults and the children alike, making sure they understand the importance of projection, facial expression, standing out on stage and being seen, stepping out, establishing your lines and delivering to the audience. It's been a long, patient process.
How long have you been in rehearsal?
We have been in rehearsal, I guess, for 2 months.
It would take that, I would think, especially with all those children with a tendency to run around.
Right. We started rehearsing just on the tail end of Carousel. So I was actually doing Carousel and Babes in Toyland at the same time, on stage in Carousel and rehearsing for Babes as well.
Wow.
It was fun.
I bet. What do you do for your day job?
Well, starting December 1st, I will be the new executive director for Valley Performing Arts.
Oh, good.
I will be spending all of my time helping them mm-hmm. in operations and trying to do some of the things that that they're working on for the future.
That's interesting. Well, now we'll have to put you down as who to call. I'll have to have your
That's
home
right.
phone number. So.
I'll give you all my contact information.
I think it's time we wound this down, and I want to thank you very much for coming, Gary Forrester, to talk about Babes in Toyland opening at Valley Performing Arts behind the Mugshot Salute, one block in the Valley. And they're going to do Babes in Toyland, and it sounds like lots of fun.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And now for the Stage Talk calendar. UAA's performance of Christmas Bells continues at the UAA main stage. This show is funny. I saw it and laughed and laughed. Performances are at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 3 p.m. Sunday through December 6th. For tickets and information, call 786-4-TIX. That's the numeral 4, T-I-X, or 786-4849. Miracle on 34th Street opens tonight at Anchorage Community Theater. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3 p.m. For more information, go to www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913. Scared Scriptless has a performance tonight at 8 p.m. at the Snow Goose Theater. For information, call 310-1973. Junior Theater presents Jason and the Argonauts Saturday, December 5th at 3 p.m. There will be storytelling in the lobby at 2 p.m. For information, call 263-ARTS or go to cinertix.net. Nutcracker, the annual production, is showing this weekend with performances tonight at 7:30, Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7:30, and Sunday at 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. For more information, call 263-ARTS or go to cinertix.net for tickets. And finally, VPA presents Babes in Toyland, with the kids stealing the show, I understand, opening tonight at 8 p.m. in the Mocketance Theater on Swanson Avenue in Wasilla. Show times will be Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. And beginning Saturday, December 5th, there will also be a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m. For tickets and information, go to valleyperformingarts.org or call 373-0195. Well, that's it for this week's program. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA, and Mark will be back next time.